Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The game is over. What went right and what went wrong? It's time for the Green Bay Football Postgame Show, brought to you by Lakeland University. Experience it your way. Visit lakeland.edu. Let's get to your hosts of the show, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and Tommy Wirtz, on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
That was brutal. Absolutely brutal. We are on only in Milwaukee right now. After the Packers lose 10-7 to the Eagles, we will rejoin the network and fire the open again here in about 5 minutes. I wanted to get on right away and talk about this. I said this afternoon on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, with Tommy Wirtz, who was with me this afternoon and will be back with me again tomorrow afternoon in place of Charlie Usen, who is at this football game tonight, that if this game is close, I'm relatively happy. Just don't get blown out. Keep this thing close. See what happens. It'll be all right. And I said, hey, man, this isn't the end of the world. They lose this game. Don't freak out. Long way to go in the season, and so forth. We talked about, what was it, the 3 o'clock hour, I think it was? Who had the most pressure on them? We talked about this afternoon on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network and on The Fan here in Milwaukee, of course. And I had said it was Matt LaFleur. I don't feel any differently now than I did before. The pressure was squarely on Matt LaFleur. And to put it quite simply, they choked. Maybe there's another way to put it. I know. I'm guessing Mason Crosby and our guy John Kuhn probably will not want to hear the words choke, because most professional athletes don't like hearing the word choked. But when you have as many things go wrong as they did in this game, I mean, every little thing that they could screw up, they managed to screw up. Everything. Whether it's a Jordan Love fumble at the most inopportune time at the end of the half. Kennard, the extra offensive lineman, and the wide receiver not knowing how to align properly and wiping out a 22-yard catch by Christian Watson. A huge sack on that first drive as Zach Tom got walked back 10 yards at right tackle. Every time they kind of got momentum, they did something to shoot themselves in the foot. Time after time after time. Then not only did you have that to deal with, but then you started losing guys. You lose your center, Elgton Jenkins. You lose Romeo Doubs. If they would have lost Aaron Banks, it couldn't have been any worse than him being on the field, to be honest with you, at this point. He was awful. Absolutely awful. And then you get the McManus situation at the end of the game. And I was sitting in the on-air studio without the sound on my TV. Tommy Wirtz is on the other side of the glass, and he's got the sound on. And he goes, Joe Buck just said that this is the best McManus's calf has felt since the injury, right?
Semi-healthy.
Semi-healthy.
Yeah, no. So we're not even at half strength right now.
So, again,
on this
they
leg.
Shouldn't have been playing him this entire time, the last couple of weeks, as he's been just berated by Packer fans. But again, he shouldn't be out there. But we know how we do it in Green Bay. Well, if the players wants to play, we're going to let him play, regardless of what anybody else thinks. So we let him go out there and we let him play. He gets the free kick when he shouldn't have. I'm pretty sure that's against the rules. So then he sees that he's short on the replay. So does LaFleur. Offense, back out there. Quick 2-yard pass. Hurry up. Now, the Eagles think it's going to be a Hail Mary. Love sails a 2 or 3 yard pass, and back out goes McManus. So now what happens? McManus sees what's going on and hits it so hard he yanks it to the left. Completely yanked it to the left. One even remotely close to going in between any upright at that point, and you lose the game 10-7. Just absolutely ridiculous how many things went wrong. Now, again, if you want to be positive, you still only lost by 3. With everything that went wrong, you only lost by 3. So maybe there's something positive about that. All right, we got to hit the open here and join the network.
What time it is?
The game is over. What went right and what went wrong? It's time for the Green Bay Football Postgame Show, brought to you by Lakeland University. Experience it your way. Visit lakeland.edu. Let's get to your hosts of the show, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and Tommy Wirtz, on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
Absolutely horrendous. Yes, they lost 10-7. Yes, they did. But there are so many negatives in this football game. I mean, so many things that go wrong. Matt LaFleur, if there was any question in Ed Policy's mind of what he's going to do with Matt LaFleur, I'm sorry. You have to figure out a way to beat Mariani and the Eagles at some point.
Sirianni.
What did I say? Mariani?
Mariani.
Who the hell is that?
Mark Mariani.
Who's that?
I don't know. I used to play football.
Oh, Nick Sirianni. Sorry. Looking right at the TV screen, too. Nick Sirianni. You have to be able to beat this dude, man. Have to be able to beat Jalen Hurts at some point. And when you have Matt LaFleur on the sidelines, looking at his little, whatever those blue things are that they're looking at previous plays and trying to figure things out. He's on the sideline signing Jordan Love. Hey, man, what do you want to run? What do you feel comfortable with? Well, Jordan Love don't feel comfortable with anything. The one play he got rushed, he had, who was it, Christian Watson cutting across the middle of the field, I think it was, as he's running upfield. If he just stays there for a second, he has the guy upfield. And Troy Aikman, again, I can't stand Buck and Aikman personally, but either way, Aikman and Buck are both like, he's a little bit shook, I think, from the pass rush and doesn't trust his offensive line and now is running at the first sign of trouble. Nicolay Law talking text line. Feel free. I don't want to be the only one yelling tonight. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. It's just frustrating. They only lost by three. That's your positive. But there are so many negatives. Thank God this isn't the end of the season. Thank God that wasn't a playoff game that ended the Packers' season, because that would have made it even worse.
Oh, you're thinking playoffs right now?
Oh, they're definitely in the playoffs. I'm not worried about the playoffs.
You thinking playoffs?
Nah, right? I've worried about the playoffs. No, a lot of Eagles fans. Holy cow. On TV right now, they're showing all the Eagles fans. There are a bunch of Eagles fans at this game in Green Bay at Lambeau Field. Packer fans selling their tickets. Nothing new there.
It's a gold package game.
Fine, still Packer fans. I don't care if it's a green package in Green Bay or a gold package in Milwaukee or whoever it is. It doesn't matter to me. Somebody's selling tickets, and they should be Packer fans if they're got the tickets. All right, Nicolay Law talking text line here. Let's go. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Vincent in Anaheim, you're first up on the Green Bay Football Postgame Show powered by Lakeland University. What's up, Vincent?
Hey, what's up, Sparky? Hey, man. I feel the same way, man. I couldn't watch the game. I was at work, and so I check in on the game. And I was like, oh, okay, we got a chance to, you know, get the ball back at least. And, you know, Matt LaFleur, I get his play calling. That's what he's known for, right? He can call plays. He can get us. And lately, what's going on? You know what I mean? And I get it, especially if Jordan Love's getting sacked and all that, and our linemen are going down. I understand the injuries, but this is two times in a row already that our offense looks stale out there. And then, you know, the fumbles, that's unacceptable. I mean, Jordan Love recovered one of his, but, you know, our running back, you know, my ex-Raider guy, he lost a fumble. You can't be turning these balls over, but the positive, like you said, is we lost by three, but we still lost.
That last play call sucked. I don't know any other way to put it. It sucked. Fourth and one, you run to get in a shotgun to hand it off to Josh Jacobs from the gun on fourth and one. For the love of God, if you're going to run up there on fourth and one, snap it and go forward. But instead, you try that. And again, Jacobs wouldn't have the first down even if he didn't fumble the football.
But you already know what they're all going to say. Packers are fake. They're going to say they're going to call us like the Minnesota Vikings from last year. You know what I mean? Oh, if Packers make the playoffs, we're losing. But it's still early in the season. That's why I'm upset about it. I'm pissed off about it because we can't be losing, getting slapped around like this, man, because that's how we lose respect and all that. But at the end of the day, as long as we get to the playoffs, we get a chance. But we got to change this up, man. We got to get our guys healthy. If our kicker can't kick, put him on IR and get another kicker in here. You know what I mean? Because special teams is needed, man. If we can kick field
goals. They've got another kicker.
They're the only team that has another kicker.
They've got two kickers on the active roster.
That's why I mentioned it, man, because I knew. I heard you guys talking about that. It's like, just put them in.
Poor
we
man.
Need a healthy kicker, man. We need a kicker, special teams. You got the good kickers. You can win games, man. You kick field goals from the 50-yard line, making them. That's why you got to invest in that. You know, but come on, Packers.
All right.
3 points. All right, Matt, go Pack.
All right, buddy, I'll see you.
Keep your head up.
Yep, see you later. It's going to be hard to keep your head up. I sat here on this postgame show last week and tried to defend as much as I could. And all I wanted tonight was just don't get blown out, which they did not get blown out. So tomorrow, when you turn on the talking heads on your TV or whatever, if they're bad-mouthing the Packers, too bad. Like, we just got to deal with it. We just got to take it. But the reality of the situation is Philly can't feel that great either, because for all the issues that Green Bay had, and there were a plenty, they still had to scrape it out in order to win this game. 3-point victory. All the issues the Packers had, the Eagles should have drilled the Packers. Didn't happen. Did not happen. Nicolay Law talking text line 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. Shannon here on the 414 says, Shannon here, LaFleur's continual slow starts have us in this position with predictable play calling and a continued lack of creativity. Time to make a change. Enough is enough. Okay. I didn't think the Badgers would fire Paul Chryst when they did, so I was completely wrong on that. But I really don't think they're going to fire LaFleur, because first of all, who are you putting in the position to be the play caller, number one? And number two, who then is the coach? Bisaccia, that's going to be your next head coach? Because that's who it's going to be, is Bisaccia. That would be my guess. He's the only guy with head coaching experience in the NFL, unless they tell Halfley come down out of the booth and be the head coach.
The Giants are making the fastest phone call in the world to Jeff Hafley tonight. Are you kidding me?
No, the Giants are making the fastest phone call to Matt LaFleur if he gets fired tomorrow. That's who's getting the phone call before Jeff Hafley.
No,
I promise you.
And on top of it, we've talked about now two different parts of the game, like how terrible the play call was on 4th and 1 with the game on the line, and how slow the offense looks in the beginning of games. That is like the whole game at this point. They had one drive that ended in scoring. They had another drive look kind of promising, and then they blew it on the illegal formation call because they implemented this big guy on the offensive line in place of Tucker Kraft. We're going to have another tight end. They have Kennard in there, right? And instead of running the ball out of this formation, they're going to pass the ball, have the biggest pass play of the game, and then they don't know how to line up correctly.
Yep.
Bo Melton also. That look, we are all mad at LaFleur. We're all mad at Jordan Love for his play today, maybe. Brian Gutekunst like also needs a little bit of, hey, your offensive linemen that you've invested in look terrible right now with Aaron Banks and Jordan Morgan getting blown up on there as well. And on top of it, whose call was it to keep Bo Melton on the team to play some offense and mainly going to play corner, which we haven't seen him play corner all year? I bet you he had more offensive snaps today than he's had defensive snaps all season long. And on top of it, they're just going to refuse to make a decision on a kicker now, too?
At one point in this game, after he had the drop, I want to say, or whatever it was, I think at that point he had 8 offensive snaps all year. At that point during the game, at some point, they put that graphic up. Mitch Thunder-Nellis was texting me during the game. He's like, that's it for Bo Melton. For who? Who's going to replace him? I mean, unless they sign Asante Samuel, I don't see how Bo Melton is off this roster right now. There's just no way. And if Romeo Doubs is hurt, I haven't seen an update on Romeo Doubs yet, but if Romeo Doubs is out for any extended period of time, he's got to be on the roster at this point. They're not going to get rid of Bo Melton.
Punt, 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 fumble, downs, punt, touchdown, fumble, miss field goal.
Yep. Awful. Brutal offensive night for the Green Bay Packers, for sure. Let's go to Trell, north side of Milwaukee. You're next in the Green Bay Football Postgame Show, powered by Lakeland University, with me, see Sparky Pfeiffer, and Tommy Wirtz. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Sparky?
Man, you ain't smiling. You ain't happy. You sound down at the dumps. What?
Not at all. But you know what, Sparky? I guess I'm kind of used to this right now at this point for this season. Anytime there's any type of expectation for this team, it's always a letdown. So at this point, I think I've lost pretty much belief in this season for this team. And that's pretty much because I don't believe in LaFleur anymore. I really don't. Now, can he go on some historic run and possibly change that? Yeah, that could possibly happen. You know, you have genies in a bottle and different stuff. We know all about the lightning and all that type
2010,
stuff.
When they went on the Super Bowl, they lost back-to-back games in the middle of the year at home as well, and all was lost. And then they won out and got hot in the playoffs.
Yeah, but that's only if I guess it's the same situation, because right now I don't think that LaFleur, the way he's running his offense, he's still trying to, kind of hold Jordan Love back a little bit. And you can tell, with their rhythm, it's kind of frustrating him, even when they look at him and what's his name, because he's not even being able to play the way the running plays that he's doing. Like, for one thing, Josh Jacobs is a power back. So why the hell do you keep on running him out of the shotgun like that? He's a power back. Put somebody in front of him, or either give him a toss or give him just a power run. I know we ain't got a power running offensive line, but still, give him something where he got the advantage, not a shotgun play on a fourth down.
I could be wrong. Tommy Wirtz, correct me if I'm wrong. Doesn't Josh Jacobs prefer running out of this formation?
I don't know what he prefers. He prefers getting hit in the backfield based on the evidence we've seen, too. Like, where do you want me to go with this? No, I think Matt LaFleur prefers this. I think that's where he wants to see Josh Jacobs run. And, you know, he talks about how great he is after contact. That's because he's getting hit in the backfield 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage every time he touches the football. So that's why his yards after contact look good.
I don't think he's going to make it, Sparky. Maybe finish out this year. But LaFleur's not getting the contract extension.
He's going to. Oh, well, he may not. It's all going to, me at least, I think it's going to depend on what happens in the playoffs. Now, if he misses the playoffs, then he's probably cooked. He's cooked if they miss the playoffs.
Playoff.
Yeah, but if they get to, when they get to the playoffs, if lose, if they lose in the playoffs and say the first round or something, I think he could be cooked then too. But if they end up,
I wouldn't be surprised, Sparky. This is how low that I believe in Matt LaFleur right now. I wouldn't be surprised if they go to New York and lose next week. I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Against Russell Wilson?
I have no faith that they're going to definitely win that game next week.
Well, we'll see. I don't know who's going to be the quarterback. We'll find out. And that's going to be Kafka's first game because Daboll got fired today. Thanks for the call. That would not be good for the Green Bay Packers if they go and lose in New York.
You get the interim head coach bump, too, from the Giants.
Russell Wilson stinks.
I hate this spot for Green Bay.
Nicolay, talking text line 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Packers lose 10-7 at Lambeau against the Eagles. And Scotty Tiffany texts in from the 262. The offensive line was awful. The weight of the game on McManus's shoulders, and make sure the New York Giants do not get Halfley. He is Matt LaFleur's replacement. Well, they're not hiring Halfley in the middle of the season. So if they're going to get Halfley, it would be after the season. And as I said before, and I will say again, I do not want a defensive coordinator as the Packers head coach with Jordan Love.
Why?
I want a play caller with Jordan Love.
Get an awesome, sick offensive play caller then.
Then he's the head coach. Fine.
Why?
Because I'm not going through, see Detroit Lions, Ben Johnson leaves, and now guess what's happening? They were so, well, not they.
How about the Commanders last year with a rookie quarterback, and they had Cliff Kingsbury as the offensive coordinator, Dan Quinn was the head coach.
Still is.
You know who's going to be available probably? Mike McDaniel. Why not bring him in as an offensive coordinator for Jordan Love right now?
I'll throw this at you. If LaFleur stays, I would not put that past LaFleur to bring McDaniel in to be the play caller next year. That I would not be surprised by because those two guys are guys, obviously. Lamont on the northwest side of Milwaukee. You're next here on the Green Bay Football Postgame Show powered by Lakeland University. What's up?
Hey, what's up, y'all?
How are you?
What? I don't know yet. Great defensive effort by the Packers, but here's the problem. The problem is we've been saying it the last 3 to 4 weeks. This offense does not look like it's in sync. Jordan Love, he's too cool for me. He don't play with his hair on fire. He plays with no sense of urgency, and Matt LaFleur is just that, Matt LaFleur. Why would you call a running play on 4th and 1 from a shotgun? That was awful.
Yep.
I'm like, what are you doing? And then on that, our offensive line, they're not good. They're atrocious. Not good. I'm looking at this entire game, and I'm like, we're still in the game. We still can win the game. But, of course, it looks like Jordan Love just come out there, I got a chance to win the game. Do I want to win the game? I question sometimes, do he even want to win the game? Like, you can't play good against Aaron Rodgers and all these other high-profile quarterbacks. It looked like crap against all these other quarterbacks. Like, this is ridiculous, y'all. We got to do something.
All right, Lamont. I appreciate you. Thanks for the call. We got to get to a quick timeout here. 10-7, the Packers lose. It's Green Bay Football Postgame Show broadcasting live from Wisconsin Radio Network Studios. Powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Sparky here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contrast. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Let's go inside the box score. It's the Green Bay Football Postgame Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
Ugly, ugly, ugly. Packers lose 10-7. Jordan Love threw for more than the Badger punter. Got that going.
Nice.
20 of 36, 176 yards on a single touchdown, sacked 3 times. Josh Jacobs, 21 carries, 74 yards. He found his way into the end zone like he always does. Jordan Love, 5 carries for 28 yards. Receiving, Christian Watson, 2 for 45. One wiped out, 22 yards wiped out by illegal formation call on Kennard. Dontavian Wicks, 4 for 38. He had a ball he should have had as well. Josh Jacobs, 5 for 33. Bo Melton, 2 for 28. Ugly game for him. Luke Musgrave, 3 for 23 on 3 targets. Caught all the balls thrown to him. Dobbs with 1 and left hurt. Emmanuel Wilson, 1 catch. Savion Williams, 1 catch there, and there is your look inside the box score. Got a couple minutes here before we get back to the top of the hour. Matt in Madison, you're next on the Nicolay Law Talk and Text Line after the Packers lose 10-7. What's up, Matt?
Hi, I want to ask 2 things. Number one, how does it work that the Packers could be 4-0-1 when the opponent scores more than 18 points and when the opponents score 13 or less, they are 1-2.
Yeah, it's one of the more bizarre things you're going to hear, right?
And then also, could I maybe say that LaFleur knew the game was over at the end of the game, so he made McManus kick a field goal he knew he would miss so that he could cut him?
Nah, wow. I don't know. I mean, he tried to run Love back out there to get 2 or 3 yards because on that practice kick that he never should have had, McManus was short by a couple yards. So he tried to help McManus out there. If he didn't care about that, he wouldn't have ran Love back out there with 5 seconds to go to try and throw a quick play. So I don't think he was trying to get McManus cut necessarily. But again, as Buck and Aikman said there on the screen, he hasn't been right since the calf injury, that he was semi-okay now than he was before. So he's been out there kicking hurt the entire time while they've had a second kicker on the roster, which means they should have just put him on the IL for 4 games and called it a day. That's what they should have done and chose not to for whatever the reason. I don't understand. Let's go to Don in Virginia. You're next on the Nicolay Law Talking Text Line. What's up, Don?
Hey, what's happening? Look, man, I just got to say this, man. About 4 or 5 years ago, LaFleur was looking like, you know, more handsome Vince Lombardi. It looked like that track.
Yep.
But it looked like that a lot when he was facing Matt Nagy and Eberflus and Mike Zimmer. All them dudes gone now. It's Ben Johnson. It's KOC. It's, I'm blanking on, oh, Dan Campbell.
Yep.
And somebody's got to be the worst coach in the division. It's kind of looking like it's LaFleur. It kind of is. Because I don't know. It's hard for you to defend the coach when it's on their side of the ball. When your side of the ball is looking like the problem,
correct,
that's on you.
That's correct. Yeah. And I agree with you. And that very well may be why he's not back. Thanks for the call, Don. I appreciate it. But I mean, again, think about this. Is this on LaFleur?
Love, protected. Incomplete. It was there.
And the pass is incomplete to Bo Melton.
Drop the ball. Is that LaFleur's fault? I mean, I don't think that's LaFleur's fault. Let's see here. This one here.
It's Jacobs. Flag flies. Jacobs is brought down. And the ball was out. Jalen Phillips.
Now, in regards to the play call,
that
was absolutely on LaFleur, right? For sure. Now, him fumbling the ball? No. McManus missing the kick? No. But as far as this offense being brutal the entire night again after it wasn't good against Carolina, yeah, that is absolutely on Matt LaFleur at the end of the day. No doubt. Packers lose 10-7. Let's hear it. If you want to vent, we are here for you. You can comment on X, on YouTube. We're streaming live at WI Sports Radio, as well as dial it up or text us. Got a lot of text coming in. Nicolay Law Talk and text line 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Packers lose 10-7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
The game is over. What went right and what went wrong? It's time for the Green Bay Football Postgame Show, brought to you by Lakeland University. Experience it your way. Visit lakeland.edu. Let's get to your hosts of the show, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and Tommy Wirtz, on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
Oh, buddy, things are getting interesting in this Matt LaFleur presser. Things are getting interesting. We'll play some of this back for you. But somebody must have asked Matt LaFleur about his job security at this point, because I saw a quote on Twitter, LaFleur talking about how, you know, very, very different when you're a head coach. You're pretty much coaching for your job all the time, and that's got to be your mindset going forward, and that's how he's going to coach until he's not the head coach anymore. I did not see anybody bringing up job security to Matt LaFleur in this post-game presser, but it appears that apparently has occurred down there at Lambeau. This is the thing. Yes, they lost 10-7. Yes, he can't beat Sirianni. I agree. That is a big problem. And we talked about that on Wisconsin Sports Daily this afternoon. What time was it? I don't know. 3 o'clock, I think it was, when we had the time, who had the most pressure coming into this game. Because if you're Ed Policy, the new man in charge after Mark Murphy, and if you're going to try and determine whether or not you're giving Goody an extension or if you're giving Matt LaFleur an extension after this year, because both will be heading into lame duck years next season, you're going to have to figure out what the parameters are. Now, Brian Gutekunst, I'm pretty sure, is locked in because you allowed him, maybe you encouraged him, to make the Micah Parsons deal. By the way, outside of one play, anybody see Micah Parsons tonight? Anybody see Rashawn Gary tonight? I know one dude who I saw tonight.
Hurts going to take it. Quarterback run all the way, and he's got a first down. Ball comes out. Keyshawn Nixon has got it for Green Bay. Knees are up, arm is not down. That's a fumble.
It sure is. Cooper, he comes in, he punches right at it. These guys, they haven't gotten a lot of takeaways, as I talked about a little bit ago in the Eagles. They simply have not turned the ball over this year. They have the fewest turnovers in the league.
See, and Edgerrin Cooper just continues to give you more and more and more positives, right? Jeff Hafley's defense, they did their job tonight. Highlight courtesy of ESPN. They did their job tonight. You are going to put this one on the defense. Barkley had a big play. Yes, I understand. Devontae Smith had a big play for the touchdown. Yes, I understand. That's it. There is nothing else to talk about with this Eagles offense against the Packers. A bunch of 1-2-3 punts from this the Eagles offense. This is not on Hafley. This is not on the defense. And even though McManus shanked that kick, I don't think the Packers' special teams was all that bad either. Whelan did his job for the most part, punting the football. There are no other gigantic miscues by Bisaccia's special teams unit. So I'm not going to put it on them either. This comes down to Matt LaFleur's play calling and Matt LaFleur's offense. Offensive line was not good. Jordan Love did not seem very comfortable with the offensive line not being good. Josh Jacobs? I'm not mad at Josh Jacobs. I don't think anybody should be mad at Josh Jacobs. He did the best he could in this situation that he had tonight. Clearly, part of the game plan was to get Josh Jacobs going, to take some of that pressure off of that offensive line from pass blocking for Jordan Love. That had to be part of the game plan here for Matt LaFleur. And I would say for the most part, Josh Jacobs was effective running the football tonight. I don't think he was awful. I don't think they were awful at running the football. I thought it was effective at this point. Feel free to jump on in here if you want to vent. If you've got thoughts on Matt LaFleur, Brian Gutekunst, Jordan Love, let's go. Nicolay Law talking text line 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. 677-1250, watching us live as we live stream this bad boy on X and on YouTube as well. Don't forget, if you missed the Green Bay Football postgame show or any show on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network, just go search it under your whatever show it may be, wherever you download your favorite podcast, and you are good to go. Tommy Wirtz, I can't blame Josh Jacobs on this one. I thought overall he ran the ball as well as he could.
No, before anymore, check your PC pot for me. But also, yeah, I guess like you can't blame Josh Jacobs on this at all, but I still find myself wanting more week in and week out from him. I don't think he's at the top of this list of problems for Green Bay, but this offensive line is near the top right now. It feels like every single play we're watching with a rushing football attack, there's Jordan Morgan in the backfield. There's, you know, Zach Tom got blown up a couple times today.
That first sack on that first drive, he got walked back like 5 yards.
Aaron Banks, I am convinced that they told Aaron Banks, like, leave early, jump off sides on
because the Eagles were doing it.
Right, yeah. It was like, let's see if they call it on this QB sneak that they were trying to do. I can't believe the end of the game. I had told you that on my confident, concerned, and curious, that if it came down to a coaching battle at the end of a game, Nick Sirianni tried to lose this game for the Philadelphia Eagles at the end by
going for a
Hail Mary with 20, you know, plenty of time to get a playoff and then go spike the football at the end of the ball game, where he could have absolutely punted it down there, made a chance at a field goal. If you were going to run a play, you might as well have tried a long 60-yard field goal to see if you would have got some points out of it, too. I couldn't believe what Matt LaFleur did. And there was a comment earlier in the dugout that I put up there, and it's all the way back at the beginning, I think, now. But, I mean, it's hard for Matt LaFleur to have this week happen after last week happened. I mean, he looked worse this week than he did in his worst coach game in a while with Carolina, maybe only since Cleveland. But there's three games now in which the offense has scored the defense has given up 16 or fewer points and they've lost. And that is a direct look at Matt LaFleur that's a problem. And you tried to hang on a little bit there, Sparky. I'm not telling you how to feel, but last week I jumped ship, it felt like. Yep. And we need to have a microscope on Matt LaFleur. I think that has to at least be the minimum for every Packer fan looking at Matt LaFleur today.
That's not what's happening. People want him fired. So this is what's going on. I'm just looking at X here. Dan tweets at Sparky Radio and at WI Sports Radio. LaFleur needs to give up play calling duties. Horrible play caller. He's holding this team back. Solarith, I think that's how you say it. I'm not sure. I repeat, fire Matt LaFleur, okay? Ian, have to fire him, he says on Twitter. Sarah Ann Rhodes, most negative Twitter account on X. I'm pretty sure anybody that follows this person knows that they do nothing but complain about every team in Wisconsin and wants everybody fired and everybody's horrible, and that's how this all works. So I'll read it anyhow. Sarah Ann Rhodes says, can't wait to hear your brown-nosed Matt LaFleur. You not run some hurry-up handoff out of the shotgun on 4th-and-1 and was very likely a season-ending loss for any chance of playoff success. Take one of your timeouts. Yes, I agree. That was a horrible play call. Tommy and I both agreed as it was going on as to what in the world they were doing.
Couldn't believe the play call, yes. Even. It was just so, it just felt so ego-driven, too. Again, where you're just sitting there, like, everyone knows you're going to run the football on 4th-and-1, and you're going to do it because you think that You can do it from the shotgun? What are you thinking? Like, the offensive line, again, getting blown up all day. Josh Jacobs maybe finding some room at some points that were kind of trying to find optimism from this game on the offense? No, it was just, why? Like, you knew it didn't work in previous times, and your offensive line shouldn't have given you any hope that it was going to work any differently. Like, this was, again, just, like, thinking you're better than the other team. And just, it goes back to the identity of just playing exactly how your team is. And you leave yourself no margin of error in every single ball game because you're in every single ball game and you continue to make these foolish mistakes.
No doubt about it. All right, we'll get some of your calls here coming up in a couple of minutes. Nicolay Law Talk, a text line if you want to hop aboard, 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. On the 608, Packers offense sucks. Run, pass, love a franchise quarterback, more bad decisions, Mike is still worth his millions, ? Listen here, I'm not going to sit here and tell you one way or the other about Micah Parsons. If you think this defense is better without Micah Parsons, and you'd rather have Goody draft in the first round the next couple of years and watch Kenny Clark, who has not done anything in Dallas, then by all means, you live in your world, I'll live in mine. I'll take Micah Parsons any day of the week in that deal before I do the rest, okay? So that's the first thing. Has Micah Parsons been a no-show the last couple of weeks? Yes. He had that one play late in the game. Outside of that, haven't really heard boo from Micah Parsons. Rashawn Gary was a no-show again today. Haven't seen a bunch of Rashawn Gary. And Lane Johnson left that game for the Philadelphia Eagles as well and was gone. So it wasn't even like all of their best linemen were in there. Let's see. Another one in the 262. Another trash play calling day from Matt LaFleur. He acts like we're up 20 going into every game. Can we throw the ball on first down at all? We should be extremely aggressive the first few drives to get the defense into pass rush mode. I don't disagree. with that either. He definitely has tendency to run the ball on first down. Now, I don't know if there's analytics behind it or what the case is. He definitely seems to be a guy that falls into his rhythm as far as how he likes to call things. No question. Is that something that should change at some point? Yeah, probably. But this running on first down thing, that's been going on all year. If Gutekunst thought it was an issue, you would think Gutekunst would bring it up to Matt LaFleur of like, hey, Matt, you're kind of falling into a rhythm here of you know, nobody knows which way you're running. I defended this last week. But being more aggressive, throwing the football, probably comes into it. And as I've said before, and I said this before the year, I'm not going to change my thing on it. I don't think Jordan Love is a guy you're going to win throwing the ball 35 to 40 times a game. I don't think there are many quarterbacks in this league that you're going to ask to throw the ball 35, 40 times a game.
How would you know
at this point? And see what happens. Well, because I'm just telling you. Like, I don't believe there's any chance Matt LaFleur wants him throwing the ball that much. And that is part of the reason why.
I don't know if Matt LaFleur wants to score points based on what we've seen. I don't know if Matt LaFleur wants to do anything off script. I don't know if Matt LaFleur wants to change his mind in the middle of the game. What has given you any hope that there's any sort of game plan? Now, they feel like they have all the answers in postgame. Oh, yeah, we knew they were going to do this. We knew they were going to do that. We were trying to do this. Like, instead, they don't execute at all. Is it a personnel problem or is it a coaching problem? Because this is a common denominator, and it all ends with Matt LaFleur.
Got a text from my buddy Chuck who said, who would have thought the Badgers would not only win, but would score more points than the Packers?
God. That, I knew exactly. Ugh.
I'm just throwing it out there, just reading them as they come in. That's pretty much all I'm doing, just reading them as they come in. Let's get to some more of the people that are on the line waiting to talk. Let's go to Corey in Phoenix. You're next on the Green Bay Football Postgame Show, powered by Lakeland University. What's up, Corey?
Sparky, we used to talk, man. I'm Corey in the big truck from the big show,
yeah,
man. How you doing?
What's up, man? What's this? You go running away from the snow? What's this all about?
Hey, man, you got to do it sometime.
Yeah.
Hey, look, man, that vanilla coaching job, man, that we've been getting the last few weeks, man, it's got to change, man. We see no screen plays, no halfback options, no jet sweeps. I mean, if you're going to give the ball to Jacobs that much, how about sometime letting him throw the ball?
Yep.
Because just run, and then y'all highlighted it. You going to shotgun on 4th and 1? What are you doing? You don't get a high school play that does that, bro. You got 4th and 1, you get in the trenches, and you either fake it or you freaking go
right
for it.
Yep.
So I just think, man, I don't see them going away from LaFleur, but he has to change the way he calls a game. You got all this receiver talent that we never see. And the what was it, a couple of weeks ago when Golden got kind of upset? He should have been upset. You draft me number 9 and I'm not getting a ball? Come on.
And the guy in the third round, Savion Williams, getting the ball more than he is.
Okay, that's a coaching problem. This is not a personnel problem. This is a coaching problem. We got all these good receivers that we never see. That we never see because he wants to run the ball. I understand that. You have to establish this, establish that. But you also have to use the talent that you have to move the ball down the field. And Jordan Love, I'm questioning you, baby. I just have to do it, man. You have to have that grit to go up to that line. And if you see something other than what the play called for, you need to change it. You need to change it, Sparky. It's been so long since I've talked to you.
Well, let's not be a stranger, Corey. Let's keep in touch. You know, we're on all the time now. Tomorrow morning, 6 to 9 on Wisconsin Sports Radio Network, Inside Wisconsin Sports, Trevor Thomas and Josh Albrecht. Then 9 to noon with John Kuhn and Rami Makhlouf. You know Rami. Noon to 2, Sparky, Mason Crosby Show, Mitch Thunder Nellis. I'm on 2 to 5. Man, we're here all day,
Sparky,
Corey.
Sparky. I'm a rideshare driver. I listen to you guys all day. When y'all made the switch, I was there, baby.
I love you, Corey. I wish you were still here. I love you.
I do too. Hey, man, you guys have good. I will call you back soon.
Sounds good, buddy. Thank you, Corey. Take care. There's Corey in Phoenix checking us out. Again, you can live stream us right there on X, on YouTube. And if you miss anything, just go find us wherever you download your favorite podcast at, let's see, CB in Milwaukee. You're next in the Green Bay Football Postgame Show powered by Lakeland University. What's up, CB?
What's going on, man? Yeah, it was a good game, you know, tonight. But again, let's talk about Goody, man, putting that offensive line together. See, everybody want to give him a pass. Let's start with moving Jenkins to center. Shouldn't have never happened. He should have stayed in the position. Getting Banks paying him all that money, it shouldn't have happened. That's the problem, the offensive line. You can blame Matt, yeah, the play calling, but at the end of the day, if Jordan, if he's running for his life, if he's getting sacked, you can't really too much blame him. It's that offensive line. Goody put that offensive line together. Maybe it's time to blow that line up at the end of the season.
Well, I don't think they're going to blow up the offensive line, to be honest with you. And they're going to have decisions. They're going to have decisions to make, though, right? Rasheed Walker is going to be a free agent, so Jordan Morgan's going to get his crack at left tackle. I don't see them cutting Aaron Banks, so he'll be back at left guard. They
Move
can save.
Move what? Jenkins back to his regular position.
I think they're going to cut Elgton Jenkins and save $20 million.
In the postgame presser, when asked about Elgton Jenkins, he did say, doesn't look promising.
Well, that doesn't even matter. They
so
can
just
save...
talking about for rearranging next week, if we were thinking
right.
about that.
He's saying next year. I mean, Jenkins is going to get cut probably and save $20 million against the cap space after this year. That's how I think that's going to go. And then Zach Tom is either going to be at right tackle... I don't know. I think you're paying him all the money. You have to leave him at right tackle. You have
Sean Ryan.
I don't know Sean Ryan. I think he's gone after this year. I think Belton ends up on the line with Zach Tom, some type of combination, and then they have to figure out whatever they're going to do at center. And remember, they have no first-round picks this year or the following year.
Then they can't draft Jordan Morgan again.
Taking the offensive lineman philosophy, they're going to have to take one like they normally do. Second, third, fourth round, somewhere in that area. CB, thanks for the call. But yeah, that offensive line will have to be remade. I don't know what the options are. I mean, I guess you could move Zach Tom to center for next week if you think Jenkins is out for the rest of the year. Put Jordan Morgan at right tackle, which was a fiasco the last time we saw that, and then let Belton play right guard, or Belton goes in and he plays right tackle and you move Tom to center.
Sean Ryan was awesome at center today.
I'll be honest with you.
Fine.
I don't think they trust Sean Ryan, dude.
Well, they just did for a complete game.
Because they had to, yes.
Yeah, and if they're going to have to again... Why are we mixing and matching more for this Packers team? Try to make as little changes as possible. That was the best part about this offensive line last year.
They've mixed and matched this offensive line since before McCarthy was in charge. That's what they've done forever.
Last year, they had the same group play 16 of the 17 games at the exact same position.
Understand, but
that offensive line was great last year.
But they were healthy.
Yes, so now when you're unhealthy, continuing to mix match and move everyone. Zach Tom, stay at right tackle. You just got right tackle money. You stay at right tackle. Do not move at all. Sean Ryan, you came in, you filled in, play center. Sure. Everyone else, stay in your position and suck. That's what's happened all year anyway. Might as well just keep it.
All right, coming up next, we will check in with more of you. If you want to hop aboard and get in, we got a bunch of people still texting in. Still got people on the phone. Still room for you as well. Nicolay Law talking text line 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Before we get to a quick timeout, you want to read a couple of comments in the Dugout YouTube chat, Tommy?
Yeah, I go back and forth with Q all the time. Talking about next year's O-line. Season's over. MLF's Green Bay legacy cemented right there from Q. A lot of fire LaFleur all up and down here. This one, we are the laughing team of the NFL right now from Matthew.
No.
Talking about this one.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
More talk about the first round picks there. Frankie, you see Matt LaFleur looking lost, bent over, trying to figure out plays. He looks lost.
He was lost in the first half. There is no question And you could see it. He was talking with love. He's looking at his little, what do they call those things? The little blue thing that he was holding. What do they call those things, Tommy?
iPad? Microsoft Surface?
Surface, yeah. He's looking at his Microsoft Surface or whatever, trying to figure out what the hell he was doing. He definitely looked lost in the first half of that game, trying to figure out what was going to work on offense. All right, coming up on the other side, get back to your calls and stuff. Lewis and Silk, you guys are the first two ones up straight ahead. Packers lose 10-7. Green Bay football postgame show live from the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. Powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Sparky and Tommy Wirtz with you.
This impacts a lot whether or not they're able to get a touchdown or if they have to try to settle for three. Jacobs bends it back and fights his way for the touchdown.
Wow.
It's just great tough running by Josh Jacobs.
And he's in.
He is in. I mean, he earned every yard he got on that drive.
Highlight courtesy of ESPN, that'd be the only points the Green Bay Packers scored as they lose 10-7 to the Philadelphia Eagles. It is Green Bay football postgame show powered by Lakeland University here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. Sparky with you. Tommy Wirtz, other side of the glass. Feel free to vent. Get your calls, your text in here. Nicolay Law talking text line 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Lewis, north side of Milwaukee, you're next. What's up, Lewis?
What's up, Sparky? What's up? What's up? Here's the thing. When Rodgers was here, he was a number one diva. We all knew that,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Guess what Matt is right now? He's now the number one diva. Rodgers not there to change the play, to get his way. So it's now all on him. And it's clear, this is year number three. It's clearly this guy can't handle it. This guy, he's looking like my grandson with the iPad when I changed the Wi-Fi password. He's panicking on Monday Night Football. And he's supposed to be an offensive genius. Like, we just can't fire him. Hell, they're not going to fire him because I want him gone. But this guy has, it's like I've never seen a coach get, like, worse week to week. This guy, if you look at it, since Aaron's been gone, if you go week to week to week to week, this guy has regressed.
You know what? This is the thing. When we talk about regressing and so forth, I wonder how much of this has to do with trust in who you have on the field and trusting as far as from the perspective of your receivers to be in the right position, your quarterback to make the right decisions, trusting your offensive line to protect for you as long as you need them to protect for. Like, has he lost trust in his talent on offense, which he clearly had trust in that offense back the first year Jordan Love starting?
Was it trust in – Or was it the residual effect that of Rodgers being there, and you know the immediate like after effect that was in Jordan Love's ear that is worn off now.
Well, maybe, but it's still Jordan Love having to do what he says, and that really hasn't changed to this point. Thanks for the call. I don't believe he really has the freedom necessarily that Jordan Love or that Aaron Rodgers ever had. Nicolay Law talking text line 612. I wanted Mike McCarthy fired because his teams had all that talent and didn't win Super Bowls because of coaching. Being consistent, I should want LaFleur fired. With a talent on LaFleur's team, they should be winning, but they are not. Bob in Minneapolis. Anytime you start talking about, boy, they got so much talent, but this coach can't figure it out, I always question whether or not they really have that much talent, if we're being honest. I've been rather consistent in that over the course of time, just like all those years. No matter who the defensive coordinator is, they can't win with all this talent. Man, if you've got that much talent, it shouldn't take a rocket scientist in order to win with that much talent if they're really as good as we all think they are. Silk on the north side of Milwaukee, you're next on the Nicolay Law Talking Text Line. What's up, Silk?
Hey, Sparky, it's good to have you back on the airwaves. Just a quick question for you and all the callers. Everyone that wants LaFleur to give up play calling duties, where are they going to go? Stefanovic or the offensive coordinator?
Nope.
I mean, are we going to Bisaccia?
No.
Where are we going with the play calling?
I'm not saying it's a good choice. I think it's a horrible choice. But the guy with play calling experience on that staff is Luke Getsy.
Mm-hmm. So you're just going to hand the keys to him in the middle of the season?
Hell
and ride
no.
out the floor?
I wouldn't hand the keys to a high school offense to Luke Getsy. There's no chance I'm letting him take the play calling duties from LaFleur. But for those people that want to change play callers, he's going to be the guy that's going to get the next shot at this. If they decide for Matt LaFleur to pull it back, it's going to be Getsy next.
So if Getsy's the play caller, what is Stefanovic's role in this offense, though? Offensive coordinator.
Right. Stefanovic, remember, was an offensive line coach who now gets this opportunity to get offensive coordinator. He has the opportunity to call some preseason games, but he's more involved in the game planning during the course of the week and so forth. I would be really surprised if Stefanovic gets the play calling duties over Luke Getsy, knowing Getsy has all the NFL play calling experience that he does.
All right, thanks, Barky. It's
you
good to hear you.
Yeah, thanks, Silk. Take care.
Can I play you something here that actually might, you know, make you think, screw it, I'll take Stenovich at this point?
Sure.
Because I didn't realize this when I cut this until I was just looking right now, but we did play the highlight, courtesy of ESPN, of Josh Jacobs,
right,
or the low light of him not getting the first down and fumbling ultimately. Mm-hmm. I cut it off, and I started it at the wrong point because this happened right before it.
Inside zone this way.
And that's when the ball
inside
snapped.
Zone. You hear him yelling inside zone.
Inside zone this way. Inside zone this way.
Yep. So that's not good when the defense is calling out the play before you run it. They literally knew where the ball was going.
Knew what was coming right away. The defensive lineman Ojomo had called it out. He knew,
killed the Packers tonight.
Knew what was coming on fourth and one. Everyone might have, but still.
Inside zone this way.
Yeah, it was absolutely ugly for certain for the Green Bay Packers. And that right there is even more damning evidence towards Matt LaFleur, the play caller, at this point when the defensive linemen are calling inside zone this play, before you run your final play of the game and Jacobs gets stuffed. When you hear them on TV calling inside zone and then you run inside zone and Jacobs gets blasted, I mean, how can anybody be surprised by that? Joining us now on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law, one call, that's all. He is Ryan Wood. Follow him on X by Ryan Wood, Packers beat writer for the Green Bay Press Gazette. How are you doing, Ryan?
Oh, I'm fine. I imagine your temperature's a bit hot, Sparky.
Not as much as everybody wanting LaFleur fired. I'm not to that point. A lot of people want LaFleur to give up play calling. So there's a lot
hot,
of that.
Ryan, I am hot
yes,
right now.
He is
hot.
I'm frustrated because you know what? My thing was today was, okay, if they lose, fine, long ways to go, middle of the season, you want them playing well at the end. My frustration was just all the little damn things they kept doing wrong, and they lost by three. I mean, my God, like you're covering up the extra offensive lineman costing you 22 yards. Zach Tom got walked back on that first drive sack on Jordan Love. That killed you. You had the sack by Jordan Love fighting to get away from a defender. That killed you at the end of the first half. The McManus, you get the free kick, and he's clearly short at that point. So then you try and run that quick play again. Then McManus knows he's short, so then he yanks the hell out of it to the left. And it was just one thing after another in this game.
I hear what you're saying, and you're not wrong. I would push back a little bit and say that the problem is a hell of a lot bigger than little things. This offense is broken. There's no other way to put it. And it's not just look, the Eagles have great defense. All right, that's fine. Look at the last four games. 18 first-half possessions, one touchdown. You will not win in this league doing that. It is ineptitude at a truly stunning level. And there's way too much talent on this offense to be broken. Now, what is broken can be fixed. It's midway through the season. We'll see where it goes from here. But there's no other way to put it after week 10, after nine games, other than to say this offense is broken. They better fix it because they're going nowhere if they don't.
So how do you fix it? Do you take the play calling duties from LaFleur and give it to Luke Getsy? Is that how you fix it? How do you fix it?
I think anything should be on the table, including that. I don't know what the right answer is. I am prone to trusting if Matt LaFleur does not think giving up play calling to someone else on his staff is the right answer. There's probably a reason for that. He's probably the best play caller in the building, so that's tough. However, how you fix it, it's got to start with the run game. What on earth has happened with this run game? And I get the offensive line not playing well. Yet it's Josh Jacobs not being fully healthy, although he did say, I asked him how close or not close he is to feeling at full capacity physically. He said that this was the first time, the first game in a long time that he's entered feeling light, feeling good physically. It didn't show because the offensive line's not blocking near well enough.
Aaron Banks is horrible.
And Josh Jacobs isn't breaking a single run. Like at somebody, I get he's fighting hard. A lot of his runs look like impressive rugby scrums. I mean, he's running through. He's doing those things, but there are some opportunities for him to break some runs that we saw him break a year ago, and it's just not happening. So it's not a is it the offensive line or is it Josh Jacobs? It's a yes and situation. It's both. Everyone's got to play better. But here's the reality: the Eagles, the Panthers, the Steelers, the Cardinal, every single defense, next week the Giants, every defense is going to continue to play too high safety and take away the vertical passing game until they figure out the run game.
Yep.
If they do not figure out the run game, this season will go nowhere.
It's the most negative I've heard you in quite some time, Ryan Wood.
I'm just giving it real. You know, if it's bad, I'm going to say it's bad. If it's good, I'm going to say it's good. I don't make up good and bad. I just say what it is. And right now, that offense is bad.
That defense.
There's no other ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Well, that's fine.
If
but
it
that
was good, I'd call it good. It's not good, Sparky. It's not good.
No, it's not good. That defense was good enough to win tonight. That defense was good enough to win last week. And you definitely cannot put blame on the defense, even though Micah Parsons was pretty much missing in action until the end of the game. Rashawn Gary was missing in action for most of the game. But they did their job. They gave up two explosive plays, I think it was, total tonight. They did their job well enough in order for this team to be in a position to win.
I don't even think it's fair to say Micah Parsons is missing in action. Sacks aren't everything. He had, what, four pressures tonight? And to think that the Philadelphia Eagles are going to get shut down like this a year ago without Micah Parsons is a farce. His presence alone on that defense is worth every bit of that trade. This Packers defense, starting with Micah Parsons, is elite level. That is what you just saw. I mean, you could argue, okay, if you want to be truly elite, pitch a perfect game and don't give up that four-play, 80-yard drive where
that's
you've
probably
been
not realistic.
Everything. I would argue that the Eagles' offense that they were playing is a hell of a lot better than the Packers' offense that the Eagles was playing. For them to do that to Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley is damn impressive. And it's championship-level defense that this offense completely crumpled up and threw away in the trash. It's embarrassing to come out with that type of offensive performance when your defense is playing to that level.
How much of this offense can be fixed if the offensive line is what it is?
If it doesn't get better, none. It has to start there. The offensive line absolutely has to be better. I don't know if they have answers. I tried to approach Rashid Walker and Zach Tom tonight to ask them. Neither wanted to talk after the game. The offensive line knows how bad it's played. They know that they have to be better. We'll see if they do. It starts there. They have to protect better, but even more, they have to block in the run game better.
So 2 years ago when Jordan Love was his first year as a starter for Matt LaFleur, this team was awful in the first half of that season. And then eventually broke through in that Pittsburgh game, started to show some signs of life. LaFleur opened up the playbook, and away they went, and they were fine. I gave LaFleur a lot of credit because that team did not break or fracture inside, and they kept going in the right direction. Where do we see this locker room right now?
It's a frustrated locker room, no question about it. Now, this is not a locker room that's turning on each other. You know, I asked Evan Williams tonight, and I prefaced it, and I meant it when I said it. I said, I'm not asking you to throw your offense under the bus, but on a night like this, how does it feel to know that, boy, points are scarce? I mean, you can't – every stop is so critical. How does it feel? And he's like, we relish that. That's what we do. That's our job. Like, this is not – you could argue from the outside looking in, the defense has any reason to throw the offense under the bus. They wouldn't go there. So this is not an offense that's a locker room that's turning on itself, but it's a frustrated locker room. Yeah, you give up 10 points to the Eagles at home. Monday Night Football, and you lose. You give up 3 points the first three quarters, and you're behind. That doesn't feel good.
And offensively, that doesn't feel good to be in that situation either. They are awfully frustrated. The reality, Sparky, their record's 5-3-1. That's mediocre. This is a mediocre football team. But this is not mediocre talent on this football team. When you trade for Micah Parsons a week before the season, the expectations are not mediocre. But it's a mediocre football team. They have to get better.
Ryan, I just have a question for you in regards. I know I saw a little bit, we haven't listened to the floor yet, about Elgton Jenkins' update not sounding great. Did you ask about Romeo Doubs? And if there is another injury in this wide receiver room, what are these options now for Green Bay? Are they going to have to bring someone up from the P squad? Like, can they go out and get anyone? Because the offense being as bland and boring and awful as it is right now, like, who could be the guy to come in and switch things up?
Yeah, it's in the locker room, not Matt LaFleur, so I haven't heard a word that he said. I don't know much, little to nothing about injuries right now. But I think you saw one option tonight in terms of receiver. And
don't say Bo Melton.
Bo Melton.
Dude, Ryan, stop. Stop. Ryan, if Bo Melton.
He's just spitting facts,
oh,
Tommy.
God.
He's spitting facts.
He was supposed
to
play corner this year, Ryan. What's going on?
Well, what's going on is that this is an offense that doesn't have Jaden Reed, that didn't have Matthew Golden. Tucker Kraft's not coming back. Romeo Doubs drops that. Like, that's the offense right now. And that matters. I mean, look, to miss that much firepower, it's not like that doesn't matter. That's why, to me, the much bigger issue is the run game. Like, there's no reason for the run game to be what this is. You can talk all you want about the pass game. The reality, you talk about the fourth down, which is just stunning. I don't think I've ever heard of a critical moment like that, a running back say, yeah, they called out the play before the snap. I don't think I've ever heard that before. Maybe it happens more than I know. I've never heard that before. But the reality is, this was a run game that late last season was like the only thing that this offense had going for it. Every defense, because they didn't have Christian Watson on the field, every defense knew exactly what the Packers offense was going to do down the stretch last season. They were going to run the ball. They were surprising nobody. And for the most part, they were able to run the ball anyway. Who cares? You still got to get that yard.
Yep.
It's so far from what they were last year with the identity being their power run game. Whatever you want to say about receiver, passing game, whatever. It has to be the run game. It has to get better.
He is Ryan Wood. Follow him on X by Ryan Wood. Ryan, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate you.
The sun will come out tomorrow, guys. I'll still be asleep. It's going to be a late night here at Lambeau Field, but the sun will come up tomorrow.
If it's snowing, I'm blaming you.
If it's snowing, I'm blaming myself, too. I don't want that.
That's it.
I'll come out with no snow.
Yes, there you go. There he is, Ryan Wood on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Packers lose 10-7. Green Bay football postgame show, powered by Lakeland University, live from the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. We'll hear from Matt LaFleur next. Now I can see. I Packers lose 10-7. It is Green Bay football postgame show, powered by Lakeland University. I do want to get a little Matt LaFleur in here first. Let's check in with our fine person, the king of traffic in Green Bay, listening to WNFL. What's going on, king of traffic? How are you doing?
King of traffic, what's going on, Sparky? How are you doing?
Doing good, buddy.
Hey, first thing I want to say is I was always sick of so many people talking garbage about Halfley and his defense. He's the one that actually kept us in the game this whole game long. All right, so if you're going to tell me that the defense was only going to give up 10 points this whole game long and that we're not going to have a shot at this game, you're nuts. All right, so that was the first thing. Second thing is, if you're saying that points are a premium, that LaFleur, one of his biggest mistakes this whole game was not running the ball towards the end of the first half. He should have just ran the ball instead. What we did was we passed, what, twice in a row, and Love took a sack right before the end of the half and not get a field goal. If points are at a premium, you got to get your points. All right? That's one of the biggest things. Also, too, is I don't think our receivers are actually that good. Everyone says, like, oh, we have a group mentality. But do we actually have a group mentality with our receivers? Like, throwing the ball to Bo Melton, him dropping two or three passes,
in this game. This should never be an option.
And Wicks had a ball that he probably should have caught as well. It's not just Bull Melton. Wicks had one, too. Thanks for the call, King of Traffic. I appreciate it. I want to get this in. Matt Schneidman asked this question of Matt LaFleur. Check this out.
Matt, I understand you guys are 5-3-1, still have a playoff spot right now, and you're going to say you're always coaching for your job, but you don't have a long-term extension. With the way things have gone this season, do you think you're coaching for your job?
I'll leave that for everybody else to decide. I'll just focus on the day-to-day and trying to do – I feel like you're always coaching for everything in this league. You know, that's just my mindset. It's always been that way. You know, you can't ever – exhale. You got to always be pushing, and that's just my mindset. So, and that will be my mindset until they tell me not to coach anymore.
I will say this. I give Matt Schneidman a lot of credit from The Athletic for even asking that question, to be honest with you, because I didn't think anybody would ask it. Schneidman had tweeted out prior to the presser that he thought he was coaching for his job. Somebody challenged him to ask him about it. He did. Well done, Matt Schneidman. Here's a little bit of Jordan Love.
Yeah, no, I think it's a call that we, called a
fourth
couple
down
times,
play at the end.
Going fast throughout the game. And they probably heard the call and or were guessing.
They heard it.
Yeah, there was a D lineman saying some stuff, but I still thought we had a light box, we'd try and run it right there.
Do you make that play call, or does Matt making that through the headset, or are things going too fast and you have to do it?
Matt makes that play call.
Jordan, how do you get things going again?
Just got to get back to the drawing board. Same thing as last week, get back to the film session. Trying to find ways to figure out what we're not doing as well right now. What's kind of keeping us in a funk and not letting us kind of get into a rhythm. And just keep trying to build on the things we've done a good job of. So it always comes back to getting back to it next week and getting back to work.
Is it disconcerting that you guys play a lot of good football?
Yes.
Sorry, I thought you were going to cut it off there. I sent you a video of Ben Solak, ESPN.
Yes.
2-minute long video of him calling out every hurry up inside zone run for Green Bay. It's like 4 or 5 weeks in a row they've done this. Very predictable. Just want to put that out there. I sent it to you on Twitter.
Maybe Matt LaFleur doesn't make it through the end of the year. I don't know. If they miss the playoffs, I think he's gone. If they make the playoffs and they lose in the first round, I think he might be gone. But if they win a game in the playoffs, I think he might stay. We'll see what happens. Tomorrow morning, 6-9, Inside Wisconsin Sports. Keep it tuned to Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. That'll do it for the Green Bay Football Postgame Show, powered by Lakeland University, as the Packers lose 10-7. Broadcasting live from Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Have a good night. Toodles.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.